Fat boy.
You know we had to do a podcast, right?
What's your name, fat body?
Yeah, of course you're looking food. What the hell?
I'm gonna eat it.
You owe me for one jelly donut!
Fat motherfucker.
My wife said no one's gonna laugh so much.
I've got bigger titties than you did!
Bullshit, because nobody fucking had geese back at that point for a bigger dot.
I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I might be somebody's shot of whiskey.
You can't think about, hey, I need to lose 100 pounds. You think about winning that day.
Fucking, I want a cheeseburger and a milkshake.
Yo, what's up, Fatleets, and welcome to episode 20 of the Fat Boy Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. And man, if it wasn't because Hurricane Irma did not hit the state of Florida as a category 5 as she was expected, or even a category 4, that I am able to do a 20th episode of this podcast. Before I go into everything that's happened, you know, post episode 19 and through the weekend, and you know, involving this, I want to let you guys know what I just did. First off, I'm disappointed in myself. Weighed myself, I'm 309. Now, while I am disappointed in myself, I know I am 309 because since Wednesday last week, a whole week, I have not, barring hurricane prepping and that's not a lot, right? Putting up boards, going around houses. While it does get you tired, it's not working out, right? It's far less of a workout, but it is at least doing activity, right? You're doing something. And I'm not saying that I was using that as exercise. I know that I have not done any exercise. I haven't rode. I haven't done any jiu-jitsu. I haven't, made an effort. I'm not going to run. But I could do, you know, a fucking 100 burpees, 200 burpees, 500 air squats, or whatever, you know. There's something that could be done, and I should have been doing it, and I haven't. And because of that, I know that the scale is not reflecting that. While I'm disappointed in myself in that, I am extremely proud in the fact that I just left the Safeway. And I don't know if everyone, it's just a supermarket. And I beelined to the deli. I wanted to try find some Patino cheese. We went to a friend's house yesterday. I was picking up a chainsaw, and his wife had some Patino cheese and salami, and it was fucking keto snack, best ever. We fucking devoured this woman's, and I'm not gonna lie, I probably ate half of that cheese myself, sneaking it by. It was fucking amazing though. But the reason why I think this is a win, and I'm very proud of myself. After beelining to the deli and stuff, I stroll by the bakery. And when I mean I stroll by the bakery, I stroll by the bakery aisle as if I'm going to buy one of every cookie, donut, fucking donut hole, whatever they fucking had. And I'm strolling and I'm looking, and they had cupcakes. Oh, that looked amazing. And I'm just looking at this. And I'm not telling you this because I did not want it. I'm not special. I wanted that shit fucking bad. Everything in my body was telling me, fucking just take it. You can fucking do it tomorrow. You can start over tomorrow. But I think, and what's driving me right now is the simple fact that I've done this before. I've dieted, I've stuck to it, and then when shit gets difficult, when there's something stressful, I say, oh, well, it's okay, I'm going to pass, I'm not even going to fight it, I'm just going to give in because I want to, and, you know, oh, it's okay, we've had to do this, I've had to deal with the stress of being, you know, locked up in a house with my mother, my mother, my wife, and my mother-in-law, watching, you know, my mother be very difficult to my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is a saint. My mother, man, I love her. She can be a little extra sometimes. I hope she's not listening. And if you are listening, don't fucking tell her this. I fucking hate you if you do. Anyways, but just all that estrogen, right? And my daughter, and we're all just trying to, you know, everybody's trying to take care of the baby. The baby's colicky, and then I'm the asshole man because of, I sleep through anything, almost. And I can easily say, you know what? Let me have that cake. Let me have some of what you're having, right? And I can grab for it. And as easily, well, not as easily because it wasn't easy, but as surely as I walked away from that bakery today without picking up anything and without giving in, I did the same thing while we were fucking in hurricane mode. Now, I probably overate a little bit. I know a couple times, two nights I was kind of hungry, and instead of fucking eating, it's 8 o'clock at night and I'm making myself bulletproof coffee because I know, oh shit, at least it's going to keep me full. Sorry, I realized that the air conditioning in the car, I'm in the truck right now, kind of need some privacy to record this, but I realized that the air can, every time I move the mic to kind of, so I don't burp or sorry, or cough, or yawn, make any other fucking noise that's annoying as shit while listening to a podcast, that it was catching the air movement, and I was recording air movement. And like I said, while, you know, I kind of overate, not necessarily overate, I snacked a bunch of times, and it was little snacks, you know, like one day, half an avocado, and like a handful of almonds and some fucking sharp cheddar cheese. And I ended up fucking finishing that bar of sharp cheddar in like 3 days. And I said I snacked, and yeah, my weight right now shows it. I'm 309. But I don't know if I stayed in keto, but I've stayed eating fats and not fucking giving in to carbs or anything like that. Very, you know. You know what I did have that one day, though? I fucking snacked on some... These are probably the worst fucking grapes for you ever. And this is, I guess, as far as I tested the waters, is I had some cotton candy grapes. Yes, you heard it right. It's called cotton candy grapes. And I don't know what the fuck they did chemically, I'm sorry, genetically to this grape, but the fucking grape tastes like cotton candy. It's fucking ridiculous. And I don't know how long this has been around, but I'm gonna be 35 this year, and I don't know how fucking long this has been around. This is the first I fucking heard of it, was like this weekend. This past weekend was the first I've ever heard of fucking grapes tasting like cotton fucking candy. And I'm sorry I just blew out your fucking speakers. I didn't pack my whole setup when I was in Hurricane Irma evacuation mode. But I tell you this because I want you to know there's nothing. I'm not doing anything special. I just know the end goal. And I am nowhere near the end goal, so I should not be veering off. And I know so many people that say, oh no, you can, you know, you should give in for a lot of, you, man, it's really hard. It's really hard to do that, because then I know how easy it is to fucking veer off. It fucking starts with a piece of cake here, you know, a candy bar here, and before you know it, you weigh more now than you did when you started to lose weight. And then every fucking time you fail, you get bigger. I know, it's happened to me. I'm, you know, 300, then 360, you know, then 372, then this last time was 385. I know right now that if I fucking fail, the next time I look at the scale, it's going to be in the 400s. And I don't want that. And that's, I think, part, that's the only thing driving me, is the fact that I know how hard I've worked to get here, to destroy that, to give it all up, to have it be off or not. And it's, I'm telling you, I failed before. I've been mentally weak a bunch of times, and I just think you, at one point you just have to know, and this is what I'm doing. I just know that there's still so much more for me to lose and, you know, and to gain out of this experience than to give up now. And every time, you know, like I said, I was trapped in a hurricane house with three women. Every time one of them snacked on something that I wanted. And let me tell you, the ice creams, the cakes, the cookies, the fucking Oreos, my son with all that too. It is fucking hell on earth to be trapped, and literally trapped, where the windows are fucking boarded up and the only door doesn't have but a peephole in it for light. So there's no light coming in these fucking houses. And I'm trapped in there all day. We fucking lost power. And it's that food. Well, actually, we didn't lose power until really when the hurricane was coming. We were trapped for like 2 days before the fucking hurricane got to decided to join the party in Florida. But I digress. What I'm saying is, like, it's, man, I don't know how much more I can be tested. Like, I think, I'm doing pretty good, I think. And I know that there's nothing special about me. Anybody can do this, because I've cheated so many times before. There's been times where I fucking told my friends, yo, bro, I'm really eating fucking clean and stuff like that. And knowing that when I've gotten home, I've gotten fucking 6 or 7 spoons of some ice cream that my wife had in the freezer. So when you start to fucking cheat, when you start to fucking act like John fucking Jones, you're gonna fucking fail. Stop fucking cheating. Oh, you like that? No. Yeah, John Jones, that's fucked up that he got caught cheating. But don't fucking cheat on yourself, man. Fucking give yourself a try. Seriously, I'm telling you, if I can fucking do it, anybody can fucking do it. As, you know, a fat guy in the jiu-jitsu sport, I gotta say, I'm you know, throughout the years, I've put however many times I was, you know, and lose weight up, and history's out there. It's out there to the point where it's kind of embarrassing. It's like, oh man, look at how he looks here, how he looks here. Like, shit, what the fuck happened between these two time periods? Oh look, man, this was a good time period here. Oh shit, what the fuck happened here? And right now, I'm living in the, oh shit, look at this, man. This is baller years, you know? And I want to stay in that. I want my daughter, when she's 5 or 6, to look at pictures when she was a baby and say, who the fuck is that man? I really don't want her to curse, but I want her to say, who's that? That's not daddy. That kind of looks like daddy, but that's not daddy. So yeah, I think right now, that's probably, you know, driving me a lot. And what also, man, I thought about it. 6 ways to Sunday. Thought about how opening up one of those Oreo cookies and just eating the cream filling out of it. I'm like, man, that's I try to justify how that could be keto, and I just looked at it and said, that's fucking sugar. And I'm telling you, I wanted it so bad. To the point where, like I said, I cheated. I had, oh man, I went through, in 2 days, I went through a fucking 6-pack of Zevias, because I gotta say, those are a fucking amazing treat. But I was popping them out. I wanted them bad. But so before I get into the hurricane shit, and you know, seriously, I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing. I'm not special. I'm not doing anything that's fucking crazy. I'm not telling you to fucking buy some crazy shit, or you know, bro, or chick, whoever I'm talking to, if you're listening. Fucking seriously, don't even give yourself the idea that cheating is an option. Cheating is not a fucking option. Don't be fucking John Jones. Don't be John Jones. Don't be a fucking cheater. And again, I'm sorry for blowing out your speakers, your headphones. So, episode 19, I was telling you guys how unprepared I kind of was, like I had 0 gallons of gas stored, or even a possibility to store gas. Then I, you know, I had said, oh, I'm hunkering down, you know, I've put up the shutters, I'm going to close the hurricane shutters and ride this bitch out. Well, I go to work on Wednesday night, I said, you know what? It was 11:30. I'd done the podcast, recorded it, uploaded it, and I was waiting. I was actually waiting for, I think I kind of fucked up with the pausing. Well, so what I was waiting for while I was uploading the podcast, so the software I use, I got to upload it, and then once it's uploaded, I can publish the episode. So that time, man, sometimes it's 20 minutes. Other times I've had it where it's been like an almost close to an hour. And I don't know if it's just traffic on their end, my internet service. But first of all, I fucking Verizon. It's Comcast on there. Comcast tells me I get 93 megs per second. The speed test one tells me about 85, so it's right around there. But I swear to God, it always feels like it should be faster than what it is. And I don't know if it's just me being a fucking first world asshole thinking the internet's slow at 95 megs per second. Or, yeah, 95 megs. Yeah, megs. So there's been times before where while waiting for the episode to upload, if I'm not doing anything, because I usually upload the podcast at nights because that's when I'm free. I can usually record it whenever, but nights is when definitely can be sitting in my office secluded. Well, there's been times in the past where as I'm waiting for this, I'm kind of tired and I go and I'll pass out, wake up an hour later. So I was like, you know what? While this happens, let me go to Walmart and check what they got. I wanted to buy some D batteries for the mag lights. And I figured, oh, let me see if they got gas cans. Well, I find out, I go, oh shit, they got water? So I'd already bought like 5 cases of water. So then I pick up a case. And then they tell me that I was like, well, she's got 2. She's like, oh, you gotta make the line again. So I had to make a line again. And as I get my second pack of water, I see that they have gas cans. And I go, oh, shit. So I'd already passed. And I was like, can I? No, you gotta make the line again. I'm like, motherfucker. So I made the line. And then I was like, well, can I get 2 gas cans? And they're, no, you have to get. Again, I go, this is the fucking third time I'm in this line. So I, and it, the funny thing is, the line wasn't long. It was the walk, the way they had to walk. There was nobody. Every time I've walked, I was in the front of the line again. By the time I walked through the line, I was already in front of the line. So it was fucking pointless. I know that they were trying to do, but it, at that time of night, it was pointless to have the line because I went through it 5 times, ended up getting it. 2 more packs of water, 2 5-gallon tanks of, 5 tanks, of gas, the batteries I wanted, man, fucking in business. And then on my way home, I go, you know what? My wife wanted the gas. She wanted, I go, let me stop by and even fill them. I thought it was going to be crazy. No, fucking filled the gas cans. I was like, oh, shit. So come Thursday morning, my coworker, I find out he fled. He was going to be going from Fort Myers, driving all the way straight to North Carolina. And another coworker said she was going to fucking Alabama. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then one of the newer employees said, oh, well, he's going to leave. He's going to go up north on Thursday. So I'm like, oh, shit. Everybody's fucking, or I'm sorry, he was leaving Friday morning, so he was going to be in it Friday. And then another guy, he says, oh, well, they're probably going to evacuate me anyways. I live on the islands, which, by the way, maybe if I lived on the islands out there, I probably wouldn't leave Fort Myers because that shit is fucking beautiful. I mean, as it is, like, I still feel like it's far from the beach, and I'm 15 minutes a car ride. So, and that's without traffic. So sometimes when there's traffic, I may be 35, 45 minutes. So as much as I would love to be able to, and maybe it's because I don't make the time. I got to try to fit this in. If I really wanted it, I would to go to the beach and do like a quick workout and then come back home. Like, I think that would be so fucking awesome. But I feel like the East Coast beaches of Florida is so much more practical to do that. Sure, because of how the intercoastals are. I just, you know, the East Coast of Florida is very beautiful and easier to get to than what I'm used to, you know, than what I'm used to here in the West Coast. And it's just one of those things. I live mainland. It's not the island. So, but anyways, he said he was going to get evacuated. So when he said he was getting evacuated, you know, the other 3 fucking saying they're leaving. I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, okay. So I started to get a little nervous. And more nervous, I'm like, fuck, do I have enough? And I was like, well, I have 7 packs of water. That should be good enough for water. I have about 4 gallons of baby's water. That should be good for that. And what else do I need? I got the gas, you know, 10 spare gallons of gas. I have the Volkswagen full of gas, my station wagon, not the Cabrio. I still don't know the condition of the project, the Fat Boy Project Cabrio. But I hope it made it through. You knew the glass, the fucking glass ended up falling out of the rag top. So I wasn't gonna try to dick with it. It was still kind of wet from the Harvey rains, and the rains, you know, subsequent to that. Then I didn't want to try to dick with it, put it on, and not the canvas be dry, so that the tape wouldn't adhere correctly. So I just took out the glass and I put it in the garage, and I had the tarp, and then I put another tarp. I actually used the tarp. I'm so sorry about this popping. So hopefully it doesn't pop anymore. I've kind of put, oh shit, that pee didn't pop. Pop, 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 pop that pussy. It's not as bad, so we're going to keep that. It's just a fucking piece of Kleenex over the microphones. Stop that initial rush of air. Anyways, back to the storm. So they're leaving. I'm starting to get nervous. And then just sheer size of this fucking thing. And I'm like, man, it kind of shifted a little west more, you know. And even the size of it, I was like, man, I mean, the entire state of Florida is kind of get rainy and shit like that. I remember, was it Francis or Wilma or one of them that just sat over Florida, kind of like Harvey did, just sat over and saturating the fucking, the ground that you would walk on. You know, you'd just walking in mud. Anyways, I thought, fuck, that thing is so massive, everybody's going to get rain anyways. But what worried me was that I'm like, man, that's fucking strong. That's coming Category 5. I go, Miami's not that far. I go, between Miami and Fort Myers, I go, there's no major cities in between the state. I go, the poor Indian reservations. I go, that's flat lands. And you got all the swamps. I go, so it's still kind of warm water. Not necessarily, you know, enough of a larger body of water to get more powerful, but it's not as much land to dissipate. So that's going through my head. And the wife, you know, she was already, we had made up our mind we were going to stay, and that's what she wanted to do. She had felt that going to Orlando, you see how I changed that? Felt that going to Orlando, we were going to go into the storm, and she didn't want to do that. Thursday, I get home from work, and I made up my mind. I said, we're fucking leaving. Pack the shit. Let's go. Now, from that moment, it was like probably 5:15. I told her that on Thursday. From 5:15 to 11 o'clock, I went fucking crazy loading the fucking truck, trying to pack as much shit as I could. And it had already started raining. At 5:50 at night on Thursday, it started raining. And it wasn't a hard rain. It was just a hard drizzle. And it sucked. So I had to backed up the truck as much as I could into the garage. Luckily, my fucking truck actually fits in the garage. I could even open the tailgate. I just got to be careful. So opened that, started loading that way. And then I could only load so much because there's only had so much been packed. So we're trying to pack clothes in the meantime. And then while doing that, picking up as much furniture in case we were going to find the fucking house with 5 feet of water. So just in the midst of all that, by the time I was done packing the truck, it was 11:30. Oh, that's another thing I bought that one night. I went to Walmart. After I got the gas cans, I went to the automotive aisle, and I said, you know what is going to be, might be useful? A car topper. And I bought one of the car topper bags that's a weatherproof bag. Fucking love it. It was so great. The only thing I forgot to do was actually the extra length from the straps. I forgot to tie them down, so they were just slapping for about 50 miles, just slapping the glass every once in a while. So as soon as I got to a stop, I fucking tied them in a way that they weren't going to come undone. All right, that was the tissue moving. Oh, shit, this might even sound better. So the napkin kind of moved when I moved the microphone. So I was like, damn, that's annoying. So I found, my wife had a hair tie in the truck. So what I did was I actually double folded the napkin, just regular, like if you pull it out, over the microphone, put the hair tie around it, and now I can kind of move the microphone and the recorder without the napkin moving. Fucking, bro, sometimes I'm a genius. So then, you know, I had worked all day Thursday. You know, woke up, I was going to take you right to school. No, I did take him to school. Yeah, I did take him to school. So, woke up 6:30 with him, took him to school, went to work, worked till 8, then loaded the fucking, you know, went home, loaded the fucking truck to 11:30, took a shower, and I said, all right, we got to go to Orlando. And I fucking drove all the way to Orlando. It was raining the entire time for three counties. Luckily, about an hour and 20 minutes into our trip, it just stopped raining. And it thankfully did, because I was able to pick up speed. We were traveling probably about 45, 50, the max, because of the rain on the back roads. And a lot of people started, were it wasn't a mass exodus. Like, man, the other day I saw some Facebook video of people coming back to Florida, and it wasn't that crazy. There was a bunch of traffic, you know what, two or three times the amount of cars I would see on the road that I normally take the trip were on the road. So it was far more congested. I knew it seemed like there was a sense of urgency to leave. And so, anyways, get to Orlando 3:30. Then we gotta take out everything out of the truck, put it in the house, because I knew I had to go to work on Friday. Like, nobody from my company even knew I was gonna show up, pop up Friday at the other, you know, the headquarters. I just said, you know what, I have the possibility out of everybody. Like, I have a possibility to do that. I'm just gonna do that. I, as everybody, like, you know, how lucky am I that I can kind of evacuate from a hurricane and still show up to work the next day? Not many people can do that. So go to work, and then Friday, about work to about 1:30, 2 o'clock. It's a fucking long-ass conference call. Anyways, so then we're just like, okay, we got to secure some of the our office. We have an office warehouse, so we have to secure that. So let's start securing that. Then it's, okay, move on. Let's move your house, your house, your house. And we just hit houses like that. Then we hit, you know, ancillary, my mom's house. And for me, the house I was going to was my sister's. Like, my sister and my mom's, this is what we're going to hit. And, you know, we did that. And we were probably the 5, 6... bunch of broken houses. Five. Making sure you're getting ready, helping out, making, you know, it's gonna good to help out, right? It feels great. So, oh shit, I didn't realize what time it was. It's 12:30. So, you know, like I said, I got lucky. So then, damn, I just forgot. I said the whole proportion of conversation. We get everybody ready. Friday night, we kind of like, everybody said, all right, well, we're ready for this hurricane. We had, you know, Saturday. I went to a couple places. I went to pick up sand. And we were in this long-ass, I got to say, Seminole County fucking did an amazing job, you know, dropping sand and letting make people know that they can get sand and sandbags. The only problem was a lot of people didn't realize you have to bring your own shovel. And some, and you're not promised help with muscle. So if you need muscle, you kind of have to bring it. So I get into this, we get in this parking lot. Oh shit, look, traffic's moving. You know, there's a car. The car leaving about every minute. Well, it turns out when you make the turn into the park, there's about another quarter mile of line. And you really realize that the cars that were leaving was a mixture of cars actually leaving from getting sand and cars leaving from, fuck this line, I'm already, you know, been here too late. So I see this line and I'm like, man, there's got to be someone up there helping. Or so I tell my wife, I go, look, jump in the driver's seat and just follow the line, meet me up there. And then when you get the bags, we'll fill them. And before we got into the park, I got a little aggravated with a certain person, because there was cars coming from two separate directions into the park, and everybody did a fair good job of skipping, you know, you go, then we go, then you go, then we go. And there's one bitch, I'm sorry, just saying her, because she kind of pissed me off at that point. And I was like, this bitch, I go, you just saw that the guy in front of you went, why wouldn't you let the other person fucking go? Why would you try to skip line? So as I'm walking up there, I see her car and I'm like, this fucking bitch. I go to fucking try to help people fill bags. And apparently I fucking was kind of like a crazy person. Everybody was kind of like, they were standoffish. I think they felt like I was going to steal their sandbags. And I'm like, I'm trying to help. So then I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I go to the guy, and apparently if you walked up, if you were in a car, you had to wait in the car line to get the bags. But if you walked up, they'd give you bags. So I said, oh, let me get bags. And there was a lot of people who had actually left extra sandbags around. Like, they legit got tired of filling sandbags, and they just fucked this and took what they, you know, what they had. So I started filling sandbags, and I filled about 10. And then by that time, the line had moved maybe about 5 or 6 cars. And the fucking chick that had, you know, cut that one person, cut like 10 cars and just straight parked and then grabbed bags. And I was like, this fucking bitch, like, I mean, what the fuck? So then I kind of got aggravated and said, you know what, I'm going to walk these bags to the car. And I'll tell you, the sandbags, what I was trying to do was just use my hook, my grips, as I wasn't using my thumb, was just fucking holding them like that. And I got about halfway and I was like, fuck, this is tiring. Took a break, kept on going. But I was trying as much as possible not use pistol grip and just use my finger grip, spider guard grip. And let me tell you, I wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. But I found out, man, I'm gonna try to incorporate that somehow. Buy or get some sandbags and just do some sandbag farmer carries with some spider grip. So by the time I get to the car, my wife opens the tailgate. I start loading it, and this whole time it's fucking drizzling. So, and I'm fucking in the dirt because it's sandbags, but they don't have any sand anymore. So you're filling it with dirt. The bags themselves are those, you know, sandbag types that weave. So it kind of helps stops the protrusion of the water and the movement of that. But anyways, so I'm in dirt. I'm fucking dirty as shit. I load in my fucking interior. My truck is tan. I load these two dirty ass sandbags in the car and I'm just like, fuck. So now my mind's not on that chick anymore, right? So then I go, you know what? Let me go back. And I kind of felt bad. She was with her. She's in sandals in this fucking dirt and mud. And I don't know if anybody knew. Like, I don't know if people didn't realize that you had to do all, you know, fill up your own sandbags, or if the county was just going to give you here, you know, Walmart bags full of sandbags. I don't know. So she's in sandals. And her son's kind of, I'm not going to say frail, but just thin 8-9-year-old boy. And she's telling him, oh, help me, hold this open. And he's just not getting the concept of holding the sandbag open. And the way she's gripping the handle on the shovel. Sorry, I forgot what I was thinking. I was just like, oh, this is going to be a bad day. So I said, you know what? Let me help you. And I had heard her call her son's name. So I said, Hey buddy, let me help you. Hold the bag open like this and let me show you. Bam, bam. And I started filling it. And, you know, I was by three shovelfuls. Bag was full. And then I was like, well, see, this is how we tie it. And then she goes, oh, I can tie it. She goes, I can do that. So me and him would fill the bag. She would tie it, move it aside. She ended up filling 20 something bags, right? But in the process, she was rushing and she felt she needed to rush because she was helping a neighbor who was on oxygen and in a bed and needed bags to make sure that their first floor apartment wouldn't flood. So, you know, while I'm here pissed off at her because she's not following the, you know, like what I felt like was the rules. And I see, you know, I can see that fucking too. She's rushing it. And nobody knew, like, that line was fucking, it felt like endless. Luckily, by the time I did all that, went over to everybody's house, it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The curfew started at 7 o'clock at night, right? So I was done. I was tired. I went home, took a shower. I said, you know, I'm not leaving anymore. Parked the cars the way I said. And I parked them in a way. I go, if we start flooding, we can jump on the roof of the truck, walk it, use the truck to walk it onto the roof. And this is, like I said, I'm trying to think 5 steps ahead, right? Or at least try to stay 1 step ahead. So I was like, you know what? There's no point in leaving anymore. We're here. We're locked up. Just close the door and call it a night. And I wanted to record a podcast in the midst of it, but I didn't realize that I was going to be locked up in one living space with three adult women, my son, and my 7-week-old daughter. So just given those conditions, trying to record a podcast was kind of out of the question. And then I tried to get into some shows and I couldn't, and I started watching hurricane coverage, and I could not fucking stop watching hurricane coverage. I was just trying to, and it was torture because we're sitting there Saturday knowing that this thing, you know, Saturday afternoon, knowing this thing wasn't going to hit till Sunday, 2 a.m. Sunday, you know, going in. Yeah, 2 a.m. Sunday. Or 2 a.m. Monday, really. 2 a.m. Monday. So you're sitting there watching this, knowing this fucking storm's coming your way. And it's just, you're watching it slowly move. Slowly move. And I got fucking suckered in. And I try to, you know, watch some other shows. I actually Well, I actually did watch Insecure. And let me tell you, Molly, you a bitch for ditching the fat boy like that. Don't do fat boys like that. Who the fuck are you going to cuddle with, Molly? So, that, you know, lock up the doors Sunday or Saturday. We're in things Sunday. All of Monday, we're fucking hurricane lockdown, right? Then, or most of Monday morning, 10 o'clock, I start, my mom's getting crazy. I start opening the doors and she's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? The winds are going to blow the doors in." And I'm like, "Watch out, woman. This thing's already passed. We're good." So I start walking outside, take the dog off for a walk, and man, it was such a beautiful, cool day, such a crisp. That wind was blowing in. It was still kind of in the, like, maybe in the high 20s, maybe even low 30s. And just these strong gusts of wind. And you're just walking and it felt like fall, like back up north. And I was like, man, this is amazing. Loving it. Taking the dog for a walk. Then take the kids on, my son on a walk. Fucking beautiful. And I said, you know what? Start picking up. I see other people picking up, sweeping up shit. And they're, I'm like, okay, well, let's start. So then I go, I'm going to start taking off the boards. And she's like, what are you doing? This is crazy. The winds are going to blow off. I go, okay, well, obviously not going to do this here first. So then I go to my sister's house. I go, yo, by the time I get there, she's already halfway done taking off, you know, the one window board. I go, oh, okay, so hit up the other ones. Blah, blah, taking them off. I'm going somewhere else. Taking off boards. Going somewhere else. Taking off boards. Fucking, you know, then helping with limbs and big limbs. And then so that was, Monday, Tuesday, doing the same thing. Now helping cutting down limbs and cleaning more. Coming back to work Wednesday morning. After locking basically up, you know, after noon, after 2 o'clock on Friday, I was hurricane mode. Hurricane mode to, you know, Wednesday morning, I lost. This impromptu vacation was crazy. I don't know what's going on. I feel so lost in the world. I was just, it really felt like Connor fight, Hurricane Harvey, this, and I know nothing else. I'm lost. I gotta look at my calendar dates. I don't know what's coming up. It's fucking crazy. But to the islands that got really, my heart goes out to the people who've lost family and friends in this hurricane. Property galore. You know, I know I'm lucky to, you know, come out pretty much unscathed. You know, my family, most of everybody I know, I got, you know, friends who have some flooding issues. I mean, we still don't have power, really. But you know what? That's really, if that's the worst of it, you know, not, you know, living without power for a couple of days, it's not that bad. It sucks. Yeah. And kind of one of the reasons why I'm staying in Orlando right now, because I know my house in Fort Myers doesn't have power. So why the fuck am I going back over there? I know. It sucks. I've had to do it before. I'm not doing it right now. But like I said, I know it sucks, and you know, but hang in there. It's one of the prices we pay for living in paradise. And thank you for listening to the podcast. That's it. Have fun, guys. Peace.